In this bulletin, huge parts of northern New South Wales and southern Queensland have been placed under a total fire ban. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's brother resigns from the government. And in cricket, Steve Smith continues his hold over England in the fourth test with his third double century. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Huge parts of northern New South Wales and southern Queensland have been placed under a total fire ban, with hot and windy conditions fueling the threat. In Queensland, severe to extreme fire warnings have been issued for southern, southeast and central Queensland, with one home destroyed in a fast-moving grass fire near Mareeba in far north Queensland. The former Commissioner of the Queensland Fire Service, Lee Johnson, says the conditions are unusual for this time of year.
This is a result of long-term drought, a very dry winter, vegetation, i.e. the fuel, is extremely dry, and a combination of hot northwesterly winds coming through both southern Queensland and northern New South Wales result in fire danger ratings of extreme to severe in many parts.
A Tamil family who've been fighting deportation will remain in Australia for at least another 12 days after the federal court extended an injunction in the case of their two-year-old daughter's bid for asylum. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told The Today Show there'll be no fast-tracking of visas for the family if they end up being deported from Australia to Sri Lanka.
There's no fast-tracking. There's no treatment more or less than anybody else would receive. So if somebody is offshore and they are eligible to apply for a visa to come into our country, maybe to work, maybe as a tourist, then that'll be assessed on its merit.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has promised he'd never delay Britain's exit from the European Union due on October 31st. His comments came on the same day his younger brother Joe Johnson quit the government, citing the national interest. Mr. Johnson paid tribute to his brother's work as a junior minister, but said they disagreed on the question of whether to leave the EU.
Joe doesn't agree with me about the European Union, because it's an issue that obviously divides families and divides everybody.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is vowing to crack down on perpetrators of violence against women after thousands of protesters gathered in Cape Town this week demanding the government address the issue. There's been widespread outrage in South Africa over the last week following reports of several women being raped and murdered. Mr. Ramaphosa promised various reforms, but stopped short of declaring a state of emergency, one of the demands of demonstrators who've clashed with police outside the convention centre where the World Economic Forum on Africa is underway.
We are reviewing laws on domestic violence and sexual offences to prioritise the needs and interests of survivors.
In cricket, Steve Smith has continued his hold over England in the fourth test with his third double century. Smith has returned after suffering a concussion when a ball struck his neck and took him out of play earlier in the Ashes. It was his third double ton of his test career, with Don Bradman and Jack Hobbs being the only other two players with 11 Ashes tons. England will resume at 1 for 23 on day 3 of the fourth Ashes test. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 20. Adelaide, showers and windy, 14 degrees. Melbourne, showers, local hail and thunder, 15. Hobart, rain with possible heavy falls, 12. Canberra, showers and 19. Wollongong, becoming windy and partly cloudy, 24. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, becoming windy, partly cloudy, 30. Brisbane, sunny and 34. Cairns, sunny and 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.